ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यहि भगवान् योगस्याद्धारं आशक्ष्याना प्रतिक्रिया कर्मभर्तितं इति व्रतं आजगरम् आस्तिकः अश्नाति विभोति खादति नेहति वदति आदिग्भोद्देशः। यहि वावत् भगवान् लोकमिमं योगस्याद्धा प्रतीपमिवाचक्षाना तत्प्रतिक्रिया कर्म विभत्सितमिति व्रतमाजगरमास्थिता शयान एवाश्नाति पिबति खाद्यत्यवमेहति पदति स्म चेष्टमाना उच्चरिता आदिग्भोद्देशः।
यारिवास भगवान् लोकमिमां योगस्याद्धा प्रतिपामि वक्षणात् तत्प्रतिक्रिया कर्माविवर्तितामिति व्रतामाजगरमस्थित स्वया नैव स्नातीति वति खादति अवमिहति खादति स्मातिष्ठमानौच्चरिता विज्ञोद्देशः।
Yadi Baba,
Yadi Baba,
when,
Sahati,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
personality of Godhead, Lokam, the people in general,
this,
Yogasya,
Yogasya,
for the performance of yoga, Saddha, directly, Pratipam, antagonistic, Eva,
life,
Ashakshanaha, observe, Sattva, of that. Pratikriya, or counteraction.
Karma,
activity.
Vibhatsitam,
abominable. Iti, thus. Vratam, the behavior. Ashgaram, of a python. To stay in one place. Astitaha,
accepting.
Shayamaha,
lying down.
Eva,
indeed.
Ashnati,
eat.
Vibhati, drinks. Khadati, chews. Avamehati, passes urine. Padati, passes stool. Sma,
thus.
Jeshamanaha, rolling. Which charite, in the stool and urine. Adibhuddesaha, his body thus smeared. Translation. When Lord Rishabhadeva saw that the general populace was very antagonistic to his execution of mystic yoga, he accepted the behavior of a python in order to counteract their opposition. Thus, he stayed in one place and lay down. While lying down, he ate and drank, and he passed stool and urine and rolled in it. Indeed, he smeared his own body with his whole body with his own stool and urine, so that opposing elements might not come and disturb him.
जरि बाब सद भगवान लोक मीमन योगस्य अध्या तो दिस इज आनंद प्रोसेस अब योग सिद्धि अजावर रीच अजावर पाइथन lying down in one place, eating, passing urine to everything, ajāgāvitti. Ajāgāvitti python, it lies down in one place, big python, sometimes covered by the earth, but still, he gets his food. Big animals enter into the home of the python. And the python can eat even a full hog, for to speak of other animals. But still, Krishna supplies him food. He hasn't got to go anywhere. So sometimes saintly persons, they sit down in one place. If Krishna sends him food, he will eat. Otherwise he will starve. In our Acharya Sampradaya, Madhavendra Puri, Vrindavan Thakur, they were doing that in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Thakur, he was blind. He was sitting in one place, and Krishna used to come and supply him milk. So, there is no anxiety for maintenance of the body. There is no anxiety. Astu therefore says, don't spoil your energy for the matter of maintenance of the body. That is already settled. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. That is the basic injunction. Nityana, chetana chetana na. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. The Supreme Lord is nitya, as we are nitya. Nitya means there is no birth and death. Najayate na bhyateva nitya sāsatayam na hannati hannavāni. This is our constitutional position. And what is the difference between the two ikras? One is plural number and the other is singular number. The singular number, Nitya or Krishna, he supplies to everyone. Whatever he requires, that is already secular. Therefore, we should not spend our energy for maintenance of the body. That is not required. Kastraiva helita pradati to kumida nalabhati dhamatam. Our human energy should be utilized only for that purpose which was not fulfilled in other lives. 8,400,000 different species of life, and you are changing Tathādehāntara prāpti, by nature's law, pravṛtetyamānāni, gunaikarmāni, according to guna and karma, we are changing our body in 8,400,000 species and forms. That is by nature's law, it is going on. And the nature's law, according to the body, one has to eat, sleep, self-gratification and protection. In that night you see so many dogs. The whole day they could not get food. At night they are crying. And there are other bodies, they are eating nicely. Even the small birds, they have got food. But this dog, they cannot get food. This is dog harassment. They are condemned like, others are getting food. Why? This body is not getting food. The hog, they are eating food. So varieties of life and varieties of position, you cannot change that. That is not possible. So the theory humanitarianism, there is an Arahant Seva. Seva, it is not Seva. The poor man, he can have mercy, daya. That is allowed. Just like we distribute prasadam. That is, bhāriṣeṣu, īśvare tadarśaneṣu, bhāriṣeṣu viśaśu. Prīvamatri, kripa, upekṣā. Kripa. Those who are suffering, innocent, they do not know how to get relief from the suffering. They are for Bali. Just like a child. A child is suffering, he does not know how to get relief. So, one should take care. They should be given shelter, they should be given cloth, food. It is the duty of the parents. That is natural. So, for the Balika, in all time, it is our duty to show them mercy, give them food, give them shelter, give them instruction of Krishna consciousness, so that he may understand why he is here in this material world, why he is suffering. Kirami kano more jati taputra. Everyone is suffering threefold miserable condition of life. Adhati, adibhoti, adibhavi. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for showing mercy to the innocent who are suffering in this material. That is what. It is not Gaurīdhara's answer that I am very rich man, I am rich Narayana, and therefore I can serve the Gaurīdhara. There is no question of standing there. No. The fact is, everyone is covered. There is nobody. Because asat griha, sadā samudvijna dhīyāṁ asat griha. Anyone in this material world is suffering. Full of anxiety. Even the birds and beasts will find that whoever is right. Why? Asadgraha. Because he accepted this material form. Which is asad. Which is temporary. Asatoma. Asadrama. Their basic intention is, don't stay in this material existence. Come to the spiritual existence. Stop. Om Tat Sat. This is the civilization. Not to keep the people in ignorance and flatter them that you are making very good advance. There is no advance unless one is interested in spiritual life. There is no. Tasaiva heta prati ta kovila nalam bhati jat pramatam apali. In this way, we are wondering within this universe, in different forms of life, in different planets, in different social positions, so many varieties. So this is not our life. Our life is to regain our spiritual consciousness, revive our spiritual existence, and for this purpose, he must endeavor to save a hill to prajati kubhita. Kubhita means one who is intelligent. Otherwise, those who are not intelligent, they think that when I have got this life, I shall enjoy sense gratification. And there is no life after death. Krishna says, Tatha dehantara prapti, but this rascal will say, no, there is no life. So, therefore Krishna has said, who are rascals? They do not accept what I am speaking in this Bhagavad Gita. Ramana is speaking of Murha, Pabudhanti, Narada. They got the chance of understanding Krishna. But this is not. No. And the so-called rascal leaders, they are also misleading them. That there was no battle of Kurukshetra. There was no instruction like that. It is all mythology. And we can utilize it for our political purposes, but it has no value. I can interpret in my own way, you can interpret in your own way. Actually, this instruction has no value. Yatama tatapa, he can interpret in your own way, I can interpret in this way, things and things. This is the position. Therefore, our movement is being checked in Western countries that this is a brainwash movement. Brainwash. That we are injecting some ideas by psychology, mental control, and our people, they are taking to it, and it is spreading like epidemic. How to check it? Therefore we are now taking action. How to stop this Hare Krishna movement in Europe and Africa? Of course we are not afraid of this attack. They will never be successful. Rest assured. Because we are using Krishna consciousness. Krishna was attempting to be killed from the very beginning of his life. That is the nature of this material world. How to kill God? God is dead. This is their attempt. So, from the life of Krishna, we can understand that so many attempts were made by the demons, the rakshasas, to kill Krishna, but actually Krishna killed them all. So, if you are sincere, if you follow the principles and push on this Krishna consciousness movement, nobody can kill you. You go forward. Rest assured. We are not going to be killed. That they are perceiving. That this movement is spreading like epidemic. Young men of Europe and America, they are taking seriously professors. Since and Yuda already has given his conclusion that this movement is not going to stop. It will go. That's the fact. Krishna cannot be killed. Neither his movement cannot be killed. Rather, those who are attempting to kill, they will be killed. But we must be very sincere, serious, follow the regulative principle. And chant Hare Krishna mantra, as you have been taught, follow this principle boldly, and there is no fear. So, the Shabda is Krishna. So, you can declare while walking on the street. It's not this time. But it is instruction that if you are disturbed, you will feel disturbed in this way, you are not in this way, you sit down. Similarly, if they are disturbing too much, so we can sit down in one place and chant Hare Krishna. There is no difficulty. Krishna is sending you all necessities. Tesham ityadi yuktanam yuvatthivam vaham. He promises. Krishna cannot say anything large. He is perfect. So, if there is actually impediments to push on this movement, people disturb too much, never mind. You sit down in one place and still go on preaching. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna bole. People will come, stay in India. Why India? In your country also. It's simply person goes, they come. That is the practice in every place. So, you can sit down and still preach. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Amara Jaya Guru Hariya, Taro in this. In this means where you are sitting, where you are living, any place. And sit down, Amara Jaya Guru Hariya, Taro in this. But try to deliver this innocent person who are suffering. Everyone is suffering. But that should be the motto. Do not sit idly and eat and sleep. No. Either loitering, wandering. I know our men in Krishna consciousness, they are bold enough. They have sometimes been, beaten. They are close, but still they are so straightforward, suffering from the police, from the public. And Rishabhe was sometimes fighting on his body, even passing on his body. So much. He is the Supreme Personality of God in Rishabhe. He is teaching us that for the ultimate benefit of life, you prepare yourself to suffer all kinds of tribulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this instruction. Trinadapi suniti, karodapi suniti, amani namanade, tikani. You should not give up your preaching work. Kirtaniya Salaam. If there are tribulations, as in Shabde, he is 15% of Lord and Vaishuntha. And he has no suffering. Haridasa Thakur. He was beaten in 21 bazaars. A regular king, because he was Mohammedan, and in those days, the Mohammedan kingdom was going on, Pathan ruling. So, the Qazi, he saw that one Mohammedan, he has become a devotee of Krishna. So he called. So, that with great fortune he became a Mohammedan, and now you are taking to Hindu, you are so unfortunate. So he could understand that he has a rascal. What I shall talk with him and I'll lose him. He simply said, sir, it is, what is the fault there? Just like so many Hindus, they sometimes become Mahavadyas. And suppose if I become a Hindu, I have become a Hindu, then what is wrong there? The Qazi took it very seriously. Your answer is, all I mean, that you beat this man intention, king, cunning. So, Pujas Thakur was beaten in public market. The idea was that meeting you die. But he did not die. Then, the men who were given in charge of meeting, they became afraid. And if this man is not there, then the Qazi will take us very seriously that we have not beaten him. Seriously. So they began to rather him, sir, unless you die, we will keep it. Our life is building. So Haridasa Thakur made a show of death, and he was brought before the Qazi that he had the body dead. Sometimes this kind of tribulation at there, Jesus Christ, what was his fault? He was speaking about God or Krishna, that was his fault in your teaching. So this is the word. This is the word. As soon as you become, this is Maya's arrangement. Maya, as soon as she sees that this man is going out of my hand, she will put so many simulations and you have to tolerate. Pinadapi suniti, karodapi suniti, amani namani, kirtaniya sadvari, you cannot stop kirtan, there is no stop. So, to learn from the Mahajana Jindana Tattva Pantha, learn from the Mahajana. Mahajan means the devotee. Mahajan is also addressed in India to the Vanyas, means the mercantile class. Mahajan. The Brahman is addressed as Pandit, and the Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur, and the Vaishnavas are addressed as Mahajan. and Shudra Sarate, a chosen. This is Indian etiquette. So we are not talking of this Vaniya Maharaj. Maharajans are described in this Shastra, 12 Maharajans. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kabila Manu Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bhuli Vajyasati Paya. They are 12 Mahajans and we have to follow this Mahajan being someday is also Mahajan. And the greatest Mahajan is Krishna. Nitya Nitya Na Chetana Chetana Na Jana, Jana means life. And Mahajana is supreme person. So Mahajana is another sapanta. Don't argue unnecessarily. Tatra Pratishta Suto Vivinya. You cannot come to conclusion by this method of that. Just try to follow Sādhu Mārgāna Gavanam Sādhu Gurmāsrav Saddharma Pritya Sādhu Mārgāna Gavanam. We have to follow the footprints of great sentient person, devotees, Mahājan, here is Jisābhre. But in the Kali Yuga, it is not possible to imitate Ajāgata Vritti. It is not possible because we are already so weak. Mandrāsa manda matayu manda bhāgyā muddhita. This is our solution. But very unfortunate, if you are not first a very bad manda, bad habits, so it is not possible to imitate Rishabde or Haridas Thakur. Don't imitate, but try to follow. Anusaran. Anukaran is not good. Anukaran is false imitation. That is called Anukaran. And Anusaran means to follow. Try to follow as far as possible. So, we have got good opportunity to follow Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. That is intelligence. Yagdai Sankirtane Kāy Jayanti Hi Sumedha. There is no need of unnecessarily accepting civilization, which is impossible in this age. Because we are so much disturbed. We are already dead. Just like animals. Therefore, it is special conscious. Talo dosa in hegirāna. He was healed to Mahānekutam. Hiltavāri va kusnasa mukhasana. Simply try to chant Hare Krishna mantra very sincerely without any offense. Then, it is not possible to imitate or even follow the subject process of self-realization, because it is not possible. But, as it is recommended in the Shastra, as the subject in his another incarnation, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, he is teaching Kalo nāsi va nāsi va nāsi va nāsi va nāsi. Ah! Hare Rāma, Hare Rāma, Hare Rāma. Chant Hare Krishna. And he is perfection. Thank you.